With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The city of Houston sweltering as utilities work to restore power after Beryl.
In the Houston area, many residents are still struggling with power outages following damage by Hurricane Beryl. Early this morning, PowerOutage.com had the statewide figure of around 1,700,000. Erica Robinson spoke to the AP about her frustrations.
Over 800 or 1,000 people in my area are without power, and they'll get to us when they can. And that was the last thing I heard, and then I lost power on my phone.
Not having power is just, the heat is oppressive.
Leslie Briones, a Harris County commissioner, was speaking to residents at a cooling center.
It's catastrophic when you lose everything in your fridge and you're living check to check.
Some families were dealing with both power outages and hurricane damage. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, the remnants of Hurricane Beryl have spawned at least one tornado and are threatening flooding as the system churns toward the northeast. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration released a statement opposing a GOP-led bill that requires voters to prove their citizenship in the U.S. in order to vote in federal elections. Bernie Bennett has more.
On X, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote, "The White House has formally announced that Biden will veto the Republican bill that seeks to prevent non-citizens from voting. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act was introduced by Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy earlier this year and could come up for a House vote this week, according to the Daily Wire. The Biden administration argued that the bill is redundant because it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections and punishable by prison time or fines. Paxton wrote, "There is no hiding it now. Biden and the Democrats want illegal immigrants to vote in the elections this November. Our elections are not safe from mass interference as long as states do not require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Stocks are higher in midday trading. The Dow up 89 points. The Nasdaq composite adding 86. This is SRN News. An Oregon mom fights for religious freedom.
Jessica Bates is challenging a state rule that excludes her from adopting children because she will not violate her Christian faith to promote transgenderism. Under Oregon statutes, adoptive and foster parents must promise to support a child if that child decides to live as the opposite sex, up to and including helping them obtain a sex change operation. Bates is in court and is being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A new poll finds that a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban and that a rising number appear to support access to abortions for any reason. The findings from the AP NARC poll indicate 6 in 10 adults think a person should be able to obtain abortion in their state for any reason. Former President Donald Trump has declined to endorse a nationwide ban, saying that the issue should be left up to the states. This is SRN News. In consumer news, a high-end automaker announces a recall.
BMW of North America is recalling more than 390,000 vehicles in the U.S. because an airbag inflator could possibly explode. The feds say the original steering wheel may have been replaced with a Sport or M-Sport steering wheel equipped with a Takata inflator. If the inflator explodes, sharp metal fragments could hit the driver or others in the vehicle, resulting in serious injury or death. BMW has not received any reports of any accidents or injuries that may be related to this issue. Rich Thomason reporting.
A jury has been seated in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico. They'll be tasked with deciding whether the actor committed a felony when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed on the set of the film Rust. That happened in 2021. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.